Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready for the most craziest fucked up thing on the internet? Get ready for the Insanity Room, your host with the most, that man with the pain in his brain, T Insane, is about to bring you 35 to 45 minutes of some bullshit. Are you ready? Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Insanity Room. I'm your host, T Insane, and today's topic is phasing back into normal life after the coronavirus. Now, right now, we're phasing back into normal life with no vaccine or anything going on for the coronavirus. Now, with that being said, do y'all feel safe? Do you feel like it's too soon to be moving forward, to be letting people out, to, you know, let restaurants open again? You got to remember, we don't have a vaccine. We don't have no cure for this. We don't know who's asymptomatic or not. So, essentially, they're putting money over us. You know what I'm saying? So, is your life worth the economy being saved? Or is it, you know, you with them? You want to save the economy and you're not worrying about your life. You feel like you're bigger than the coronavirus. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel like I'm bigger than the coronavirus because the coronavirus took out more people than I could think about taking out. And I don't want to be a part of that. So I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to stay my 6 feet. But I'm also not going to participate in none of these things that they got going on, like sitting in restaurants and shit like that. Yeah, it's hard because me and my wife, we go out and eat all the time. That's how we get out, you know what I'm saying, go and eat. But the problem with that is this. You can go out to eat and come home and be sick. Have your kids sick. Have other people around you sick. And you're not even knowing that you're sick. But because the economy is more important to them than we are, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. You know, they're not going to have no regards for your life. They're not going to have no regards for what you can bring to your family. All they're worrying about is keeping the economy open. You know, the reason why the economy, the city is opening back up, because they don't want riots. They don't want people to start protesting. You know what I'm saying? We already got stuff going on. So, okay, essentially, we're making our own charges. And the charges we're making right now is kind of messed up, because I understand nobody don't want to be broke. Nobody don't want to lose their business. Nobody want to be homeless. I understand that. But in the end, fighting to keep a home that you're not going to be alive for in 14 days doesn't make no sense. You know, everybody panicking, scared to fight back. Black people, man, think about this. All our life we've been fighting from the bottom to get to the top. This is no different. For us, it's more serious than anybody else because we can't afford the medical care that the upper class can afford. We can't afford the things that the people with money can afford. I'm an essential worker, right? Yeah, but I'm not essential. I'm not essential enough. Now, when this pandemic kicked off, they were sending money out left and right to people. The people that's putting their life on the line every day, going to work every day, are the ones that's getting kicked in the ass. You understand what I'm saying? Now that everybody's about to start back opening up, we're going to take all the stimulus and hero packages and shit is off the table. You know what I'm saying? So you no longer going to be considered essential. And this is what I was talking about in my earlier podcasts, that being essential in America doesn't mean you're essential, especially as a black African American. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, I shouldn't have to identify myself as being black, white, Mexican, or any of that. If I was born in America, I should be considered as an American. You know what I'm saying? There's no subtitles to being an American. We the only country that has subtitles. You have to be an Asian American, a black American. Man, get out of here with that. If I was born in Africa, white or black, I'm from Africa. If I was born in Germany, white or black, I'm German. You know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. But not in America. You have to have a subtitle behind your name. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole key. You know what I'm saying? The beginning, you're African-American. I'm not Thomas the American. I'm Thomas the African-American. You know what I'm saying? Because there's Thomas the Caucasian. Well, we're both American, so why he can't be Thomas from America and I'm Thomas from America? But it's not going to happen like that. So we have to look out for ourselves. That's why I say our voice is in racism. The black voice is the voice that speaks the loudest. We have power. We don't know how to exercise our power because we go by it the wrong way. But we got more power than you think, black people. You don't understand that. Because of all the distrust and civil disobedience that we went through, we have more power than you think. You know what I'm saying? We have to look inside ourselves and see what we're willing to fight for. You know, you can't just go with anything. Because if you go with anything these people tell you, you're going to always be down. You don't want to always be down because they don't care about you. I love black people. I'm black. I'm for my race. But I'm also for the people that's not of black descent. You know, Asians, Latinos, all those who are not white, I'm for them too. Because this is the thing. Just because we're a different skin color, that don't mean we ain't going through the same struggle. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to understand that this is a fight that we all got to join in. Making me mingle with people at any time is not right. But what I'm about to do is pause for a cause, pay some of my bills, let y'all get into some of this music, and I'll be back with the second half of the show. Peace.
Posted over the block, yeah. Suited and booted, I'm bout it, ain't gotta prove it. I say it, then I'ma
do it.
I up it, then I'ma but then I'ma
use it.
And it's like that. Don't think you gon' steal a nigga off my team, and my team ain't gon' strike back. We'll be right back. Uh-huh. Fuck who done it, nigga. We treat beef like coke, we two for one, and niggas. Uh-huh. Them soldiers, I'm a nigga. You hear I'm stomping, man. Them clips loaded by the 100, it ain't no one.
Goes for the number.
You niggas be biting my style and I like it, but you niggas know you ain't rapping like this. Trendsetter, I'm a trendsetter. Like in the mic like a Mayweather. And all look like it's a homer show. She popping that molly like Alka-Seltzer. Ripping that dope with the Terminator wrist. Spilling dope along my Breitling belt. Bright. You mention your 80 acres, chopping the ground. They calling me Undertaker. They wonder why I got the Bentley, the Fisker. I put in work and dedication. 50 badges, separate steppers, messing my jealous. They think I'm a Rockefeller. The kids, they call me Slick Rick. I make up a script, they call me the storyteller.
Damn.
I got the Britney, the Whitney, the Iggy. We murder for such a like Biggie.
Murder my town.
Fuck nigga, we been to that Gucci. It's time to kill him with the bitch. Red bottles,
but I do wanna dress some lame, man. Fuck niggas. Fuck nigga. That's what I do wanna do. Still in my fluff, huh? I ain't got no hook, man. You niggas, you know. No hook. Niggas, you know that you still in my fluff. Y'all no. Fuck nigga, don't rap like that, man. Sit down!
You rappers, you wanna be 33.
Yeah. I grew up a fucking screw up. Tie my shoe up, wish they was newer. Damn, need something newer. In love with the baddest girl in the city. I wish I knew her. I wish I wasn't so shy. Wish I was a bit more fly. I wish that I could tell her how I really feel inside. That I'm the perfect nigga for her. But then maybe that's a lie. She like a certain type of nigga.
Hit him, drop, sell him. Country man. Trap out, it don't even matter. Order bad, no. Everybody kick it up. Country man. Narc got it. Dope boys right now on the block. Running up, numbers, y'all nigga don't need a wallet.
Dope boy, one nigga growed up. One
be a dope boy. Mom bust then caught me count money.
Say you better not be dealing that coke, boy.
Mama. Got caught up in breaking the house. Yo. First time a young nigga seen the thousand. Then I went and cut my hours. Then I had a mean with the plug in the mouth. The plug start frowning, cause I needed 1,000 ounces. Why you needed 1,000 ounces? Yo. Come a young nigga, finna go snatch him. Plug, I tackle. Calling out blood for ransom. Rich nigga pull up in Phantom. Trapping the Knicks, flipping the Knicks. Young nigga, I'm walking with cannon. My bitch got the dope on her panties. You too dramatic. All of my niggas go money savage. Rich in the Hummer is automatic. Countryman. Trap out, it don't even matter. Order bad, no. Everybody cook it up. Narcotic. We got hoes right now on the block. Running up numbers, y'all nigga don't need a wallet.
Country brand. 100 birds on a country man.
The plug is talking in Spanish, I understand.
Throwing a brick like Randall Cunningham.
J's, they love me cause I got good customer service.
I live in the trust, so sometimes I be nervous.
Get rich or die trying like Curtis.
The trap concessions thing get you a slurping.
You obviously never been in a
never
trap.
Ever.
He shorted you, you ain't get money back.
Shorted you.
Beating the park, Mortal Kombat Jack.
Beat it.
Brick big as hell.
Hit it with the axe.
The gas is reeking, you need some ass.
Gas.
The stove don't work, just use a match.
Well,
fucking your bitch, she a nat.
Pluto
Panamera got a hatchback.
Customer,
I am a hustler.
I got candy, Reese's, buttercup.
Candy,
I said it's worth 10 million plus.
I said,
down on the plug, the drop was broke.
Country man.
Country man.
Trap out, it don't even matter. Order bad, no. Everybody cook it up. Country man.
Narcotic.
Home boys right now on the block. Running up numbers, y'all nigga don't need a wallet.
Country man, narcotic. Smoking OG from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Got the candy, they call me the candy man.
Got it.
Bands can't fit in the rubber band.
The football, I'm fucking with guys.
Make us believe we fuck niggas, they call me drunk.
Hey, count that money up. Add it up. Hey, run that check up. Add it up. Hey, count that knot right here. Add it up. I run and go get that money over there. Add it up. I go get the troll low, get the troll low. Add it up. Here you go. Got hundreds of peas, they coming in. No time to try.
Shit that you doing, they cut your bitch ass and hide. Now you ducked up in a hole like Osama bin Laden. See that shit that you doing, they cut your bitch ass and hide. You ducked up in a hole like Osama bin Laden. Use a snake, motherfucker, I'm putting your ass on blast. Use a pussy ass nigga trying to run from your past. Use a bitch in high school, put your drawers up your ass. Now you got a little work and you trying to act bad. Showing up that loop. When you up in the club, making it rain on them hoes like your ass with a plug. And me, you both know, nigga, that you ain't shit. Run up on you with that tootie and you turn straight bitch.
My diamonds, Pikachu.
Metro Boomin want some more, nigga. Peek-a-boo.
My diamonds, Pikachu. Pikachu, yeah. Fuck out my face.
No way, I don't wanna look at you.
Peek-a-boo, my diamonds are shining, hurting your eye. Peek-a-boo, look at you. You think that you bad, you know that you
bad. A vision without action is merely a dream.
In the car while roaming around, all my thoughts been roaming around. Where I come from, like a hole in the ground, feeling me still holding it down. Every car pass by with the music going loud, I bumping, roaming around. Telling me to make a hit, but I really don't get why they walked on roaming around.
Out my window, I see everything I dream about and wish I had. Out my window, I see everything I dream about and wish I had.
welcome back to the second half of the show. Like I was saying, phasing back into society amongst the COVID-19. Man, do you realize that they're opening the world back up? No vaccine, nobody being cured, or none of that. We just getting over it. So that means that they don't care about your life. They don't care about your health, your family. You are now casualties of war, because the war we're fighting against is a virus. And the main people that's fighting against the virus are the ones that's getting protection. You know, they say they don't have protection for it, but I guarantee you they're doing everything they can to protect the people that they need to protect. The color of your skin, the amount of money you have, it does not affect the virus. It affects how you get treated for the virus. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? The virus don't care who it gets into. It's colorblind. It's blind to all races and nationality. But us as black people are more susceptible to the virus because of our underlying health problems. And then on top of that, a lot of black people don't like to listen. You know, through the epidemic, I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, I'm an essential worker, so I'm out here. But people been out here like ain't nothing been going on. I still been seeing barbecues and huge gatherings and all this other stuff. So if you don't think about your own safety, your own health, your own life, you can't get mad if nobody else don't think about it. You can't get upset if nobody else stands up for your rights, if you're not standing up for your rights, if you're not doing the things you need to do to protect yourself. The culture we're living in now, we have enough against us as black people. We need to stand up against anything that's trying to bring us down, be it human, virus, animals, anything. Because the fight that Martin Luther King and Malcolm X had was equality for all men and women. And even though we done came a long way, because we're not coming together, because we're not joining, banding arm in a fight that's affecting all of us, we're being defeated and depleted. You must understand that life is a given precious jewel. We don't know what road we're going to end up on at the end of our life, because we're still going through a journey. But you need to make your journey as pleasant as possible. You need to absorb as much knowledge as possible. The world been around much longer than we have. History repeats itself over and over and over again. Now you can be a part of history that dies in history without nobody knowing who you are. Or you can be a part of history that stands out, that makes a change, that's part of something big. Hashtag over, our versus in racism. It's a movement for all people. It's a movement for equality of life. It's a movement for us to be safe. I'm not saying all white people are bad, because they're not. They got white people every day stand up for black people's rights. They got white people that has been racist their whole life until they learned that they was taught that people are inferior to them. Because in reality, no one's inferior to no one. We're all human beings. Some have more, some have less. But our job as human beings are to help the less fortunate as a human being. But we seem not to do that. We seem to look down on the less fortunate. Take, for instance, the homeless population. If you look into the homeless population, they're populated with mostly veterans, people that stood up for a country that no longer cares for them, people that's deemed crazy and unfit to society because of what they went through protecting a country for us to live and have rights. Don't you think it's time for us to stand up? Don't you think it's time for us to no longer be a nation divided? Other countries and other nations look at us as a joke. You want to be a superpower, but you have no power to end the things that's going on in your own country. You have a man that's a president that throws tantrums, that tells lies, that create havoc, during a time where we need calmness, but he's being praised. There's a man that blames all that went wrong on the person that was before him because he's black. You do a lot of things because the color of a person's skin, and they now run the country. So what does that say about us as a country? You no longer in this country saying that we're beneath you all, because we have the rights of this country just like you do. Understand, you found it or stole it, and we came and built it, and we're moving it forward. If you look around, the black culture, the Latino culture, all that is tied into one. Everybody want to be black. You use black lingo for everything, but you don't want to give black people the credit. My people, I'm asking you to stay woke. Wake up. Remember, hashtag over, our versus and racism. If you're not ready for this pandemic to be over, it's not going to be over. It's going to get worse. Readjusting to society means us coming back into a society of mass people. And if you're getting killed on film, and it's taking 2 and 3 months to find the person or to bring justice to the family, imagine when you got masses on your face, what you can do to a person and get away with it because there's no eyewitnesses, or I can't identify him because of the color of your skin. So I suppose that we come together, we stand our ground, and we fight back. But you don't have to fight back using weapons. You don't have to fight back using violence. If Martin Luther King did not show us anything from his death, that nonviolence can also create change. But with that being said, I'm not saying let people run up on you and do something to you, because you have the same right in America as white America. Black America has the same right. But remember, in order to keep your rights, you have to be legal. You have to do the things that you need to do so you can be right when it's time to be right. You know, if they catch you with a gun and you got to carry the sale permit and a carry permit, they can't do nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? But the problem is, if they catch you with a gun, they're going to use that against you and shoot you because you got a gun. But if you know how to conduct yourself, you know how to remain calm, you know how to do business in the streets, a lot of times you can overcome the situation. So remember, black people, we have to stay woke. And saying adjusting to COVID after the epidemic or the pandemic, it is not over. It's just only the beginning, because you're opening the world too soon because of the economy. You don't want your economy to die. You don't want to take care of the people that's taking care of you. These are our tax papers, our money. And what's going to happen is the money that you sent us, you're going to find a way to jack up everything else to get it back. And we understand that. That's just part of life. That's how it's supposed to be when you live in a country that take care of each other. But that is not the case in America. They say America is the home of the free, in the land of the brave, or whatever they want to say. I doubt that, because if we was truly free, we would have equal rights. We wouldn't be getting killed in the street. We wouldn't be undermined. The black communities wouldn't suffer. But also being said this, if you're suffering in a black community, don't allow the suffering continue. Band together and fight for what you want, just like white communities. There are beautiful black communities. There are beautiful black suburbs. You can't call me bougie because I don't want to live in a ghetto. You call me a person that's in pursuit of the American dream, that wants to live the American dream, that wants to own his own home, that wants to own his own business, that will be determined to have the same rights as a white man. Not to say they don't have bad white people in the world. They got white people worse than black people, but they don't get taken down unless you're with a black person, so you become casualties. And black people, if you don't want to keep being casualties of a war on us, we need to stand up, fight, pull together, and hit them where it hurt, in their pocket. Now, this has been T Insane for the Insanity Room. I'm asking you all to have a very nice, blessed day. And remember, stay insane. And oh yeah, I have products. If you want an Insanity Room podcast t-shirt, leave a message. Hit me in a Facebook group, Insanity Room. And in a few coming weeks, I will have a website where you can order memorabilia, plates, cups, And also, I'm looking for sponsors to help the podcast grow. If you sponsor the podcast, I do commercial spots for you on the podcast. I help you grow your business. So in turn, you help me, I help you. And sponsorships start as low as $4.99 a month. So, till I meet y'all again, have insanity day. This has been T-Insane for the Insanity Room. Until next time.
Drama coming from all these angles, can't fix it, still wishing for my guardian angel. Cause my soul's lost, my heart missing, my head gone. Stab me in my back, I treated them right, now I'm dead wrong. Damn, with that I truly deserve this. Motherfuckers just wanna see me hurt on purpose. Yeah, I signed my name in cursive on that contract. That's the act when the murder is murk shit. Do unto others as you want others to do to you. Found out that shit wasn't true, it's cool. Feeling mutual, everybody ain't with you for the long call. You gon' lose a few, so keep your house clean. Grass cut, watch how you're moving through. I thought they knew, I'm forever criminal. Looking up to the sky, wishing I could see my niggas. Oh, when my nigga died, I died too. Since I've been living no more, you was my right hand. Stayed 100 and kept it thorough. Damn, my head's falling, gotta keep it level. Steady fighting my mental every day. Running from these devils, saw a shooting star, made a wish. I just wish it come through. This shit's a myth, but wishes is blowing out birthday candles. Many nights laying down, thinking about my little ones, wishing I could make it out of this bitch with all my real ones. Cause I swear I never return. Feeling like us, I gotta let it burn. Too much money out till it be earned. Make it out together to die in it. When will we learn? Niggas get under my skin, bare like a rash, fucking ringworms. Still wish a nigga had a father. Wish my mom wasn't sick, wish I could give her anything she wanna. Wish I can get along with my baby's mama. Wish that she don't stay mad, wish we can put the past behind us. Wishing I could fix my family problems. Wishing I could come up on a plan to get us out this fucking bottom. Wish my kids know how I feel about them. Every day I'm missing them, wishing that I don't have to live without them. They're the main reason I keep on climbing. Flesh in my flesh, yes, we forever bonded. I need a genie, but can't seem to find it. Riding solo so nobody else can see me crying. On a dark road, I need some guidance. And I don't wanna give up hope, so I keep on trying.
Fuck all the I had, when I let the choppers play. Fuck on all the smallest smoke, the pocket shit. So I come and take your shit. Give me that like a hoe. I want all the smoke, 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 and I want y'all to know.
Poppin', but this shit be coming your way. Drop me at your doorway. For all I hear say, anybody do date. What does nigga do spray? Kids can survive if they listen to what I say. I'm volatile and irate, tryna raise the crime rate. About to make this hot shit blow like Pompeii. Timber like my hype, don't give a fuck what you gotta say. Playing for keeps, if I gotta play. Lies on the line, so much on the line. You seeking, you should find. But make the wrong turn, nigga gon' brush it behind. Crashing up for nothing, don't know what it was behind. Niggas playing stupid, can't read between the lines. But hope they read between the barrel once bullets start flying. Resolve conflicts with our bodies, shit I'm trying. Being a bitch of the graveyard, shit I'm dying. Play with one in mind, little bitch, I'm sliding. You can run all you want, but ain't no hind. Play with one in mind, little bitch, I'm sliding. You can run all you want, but ain't no hind. Put your hand like three in the possible. Fuck all the opposite. When I let them choppers blow, I want all the smoke. I need a pot to fill, so I come and take your shit. So stop acting like a hoe. I want all the smoke. I want all the smoke. I want all the smoke.